The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot. May he continue to succeed. Aslaha V'Arvaha V'Chol Ma'asi Adav. Amen.
Gemara Nidarim Daf Chafeh. Today's daf is being studied in the Alayna Shabbat of Rabban Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu B'Gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Refuat Shulema Shulamo Ben Miriam Shaul Hai Gavriel Ben Sara Sara Bat Rachel Yosef Ben Sara Tinok Ben Dina. Enna refer lehem, enna refer lehem, enna refer lehem Fat Nefesh Ufat Guf Watam Kerobala Bo Vechen Yerason Zeromar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chav Dalet Amud Bet, starting at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nidre Havai. We learned in the earlier Mishnah that there's certain Nidarim that the Nidir is not even Hal. You don't even need to make Hatarat Nidarim. So the first example we gave was Nidre Ziruzin. So Nidarim that you're making really is a motivation type of Nidarim. Now we discuss the second classification called Nidre Havai. Literally means Nidarim that are made in an exaggeration. Gemara gives an example. A Mishnah. Amar kunam. I'm setting this piece of bread on me. Im lo ra'iti baderech hazeh ke'olei Mitzrayim. If I didn't see as many people as the people that came out of Mitzrayim. 600,000 people. Obviously, he's exaggerating. I'm not going to see 600,000 people in one place. But he's saying, "Kunam this bread." If I didn't see 600,000 people, that's like we would say, "I'll say this bread on me." If I didn't see a million people at the place, that's the way people talk. He didn't mean a million people per se. It's the way he's saying it. And therefore, it's considered nedir havai. The nedir is not a nedir, and therefore, it's not hal. Or he says, "Im lo ra'iti nahash kekorat bet habad." Or he comes along and says, Kunam this piece of bread on me, if I didn't see a snake like the beans of the olive press. Now, in this case over here, it's working with a little different mechanic. It's not coming along to say that he saw a snake as big as the olive press. He's coming along to say that the snake looked like the olive press in a certain way, and what he's saying is absurd, because it cannot be, like the Gemara is going to say. So this is not an exaggeration, this is more like the comparison is not there. The first case, it's a Nidre Havai, which we'd call a Nidre Guzma. He's saying, you know, this is a suit to me if I didn't see a million people at the place. And this one over here, his comparison has no connection. The snake was like the Bet Habad, like the olive press, that's also considered Nidre Havai. From the fact that he made such a comparison, we could assume he doesn't even mean what he's saying regarding that subject, because it has no connection, and therefore it's not the hal. So there's two different styles of the Nidarim in this Mishnah. Two different Nidre Havai. One, an exaggeration, we'll call it, and one, it's just absurd. Both of them are not hal. Now, with that introduction, we can read it out. Matnitin, Nidre Havai. First one, Amar kunam im lo ra'iti baderech hazeh kol emisrayim im lo ra'iti nahash kikurat betabader eli detana tre gavne nakat. Our Tana discussed two different cases. Had the sheyach beguzma, one is considered a nedar, an exaggeration. Da'ainu ke ol emisrayim. Da'avid inishtichi hazeh in shetuva. Person, when he sees a lot of people, gazim, exaggerates. Da'amar ke ol emisrayim. Ve'had lo sheyach beguzma. And one, it's not an exaggeration. Da'ainu Nahash kekorat betabad. The kevan mefarshin megemara. The lo nahash gadol kamar. He didn't mean to say as big as the betabad, because that can happen. You can have a big snake the size of the betabad. Era taruf. He meant to say it was spotted like the betabad. We'll see that that's not possible for a snake to be spotted in the way he was comparing. Lo sheyach lemar dereguzma taruf kekorat betabad. She'en shum nahash taruf klal. There's no snake that has these spots in the way he was saying it, in similar way. He gives the case of Isur Pirot. I'm sitting these fruit on me in one of these cases. Nidro Batir. V'chol chad v'chad ta'meh lichud. V'chi amal kunam alai pirot. Im lo ra'iti baderech hazeh kolem Mitzrayim. Bedinu delo litzru ale. Bedinu, that the fruit are not going to be asur. And you're going to go start counting how many people he actually saw. Dikushtak amar. He said the truth. Kevan shira'a am rav. Since he did see a lot of people. Da'avid inish digazim v'chi agavna. So he spoke the way people speak. And therefore, the neder, he's allowed to eat the fruit. It means we don't have to worry about such a neder being halam that since there wasn't a million people, now he cannot eat the fruit. No. He can eat the fruit, it's fine. That you said something, when you, it's true what you said, and therefore it's okay. You didn't do anything, say anything wrong. There's a different stuff when it comes to the absurd situation. The pirot are going to be mutar. Why? From a different reason. For sure the guy's lying. And the guy said something that's impossible. Right, it's not even an exaggeration. The comparison that he made is not dynamically connected. Because when it come along and say, when he made that comparison, these perot are going to be on me, because I saw this the snake, if the snake wasn't like the metabad, obviously, it's not connected to his neder. Because if he really wanted to osir perot, he wouldn't have thrown in any tenais over here. He wouldn't have thrown in any connection. Just would have said perot asurim. Or if he wanted to throw a tenai, he throws some type of condition that's normal. And the fact that he threw this absurdity in there, that shows you he never wanted to be osir the perot on him. Instead, he just threw some absurd statement out of his mouth. He says, Shim ken, lo yael lutot asurot betnai. If he really wanted to sit the fruit on him, he should have just said them on him conclusively. We know he didn't see a snake like this. That looks like the betabad. Which means, in such a case, there's no difference between if a person would osir stam. Would he have to come along and make this the condition? I'm saying these perot over here. If I didn't see this situation, this snake, don't throw the condition. Just don't send the fruits on you regularly. Ela vaday, I mean, chelo leso perot ba. He didn't come to send the fruits on him. Ela lomar devre havai. He just come to say something absurd. Kilomar shela'an nahash kikol betabad. That's his point. He's trying to say, oh, send these fruit on me, I'm telling you, I saw this nahash like a bedra. You don't mean to say, you just want to say, for some reason, something that's foolish, and therefore the bread's not going to be asur, the perot's not going to be asur, and Sam, you just said something that's mushmachi, nihai, right? And then therefore it's okay. All right, so that's the basic point of the Ran. So very important Ran we just learned over here. It's two styles of the Nedre Havai and Amishnah. You have the Nedre Havai Mishon Guzman, the Nedre Havai Mishon Sheker, whatever it is, and both the Nedarim are not hal. Okay, now we start the Gemara. This Gemara is a little tricky for one purpose. The trickiness of the Gemara is there's two different Gersaot. There's two different texts in the Gemara. We will learn both texts. We have to learn it one way, according to one text, and we got to go back and learn it according to the text of the Ran. So we're going to first learn the text of the Rosh, which is the text that we have in our Gemara. So let's start. Tana. Nedre Havai mutarim. Well, the Mishnah said it. Nedre Havai are mutarim. Shivu'at or Shivu'ot Havai asurim. But if you did the same thing with a Shivu'ah, which means you made a Shivu'ah, so those types of Shivu'ot are indeed going to be asur, which means the Shivu'ah is going to be ha. What's the case of Shivu'ot Havai? Ilema de Amar. Shivu'ah im lo ra'iti baderech hazeh. Let's say the guy made a Shivu'ah. I swear if I didn't see on this road over here, Ke'onim Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, what type of swear is that? Mid'am ka'amar? Which means he didn't attach it to anything. Which means that neder, it's or that va or that shivu'ah is just floating in midair. When you make a shivu'ah, you have to assert something. I swear I'm not eating this bread if I didn't see many people like Olim Islam. If a guy just made a blanket statement, you know, I swear, if I didn't see, swear what? What do you attach to? That cannot be the case. What's the language that he puts in mid'am? Right, did he say anything? Mid'am kama? Did he didn't attach to anything. Amar Abaye, the Amar Shivua Shiraiti. Oh, so the case is still going on. Where he made a positive statement. He said, I swear I saw as many people as Yotzei Mitzrayim. Okay, so he made it in the positive. Amar Lirava, Imken Lamanin Memar. So if that's the case, what are you telling me? What's the Hiddush? And furthermore, Be'od Dumyad the Neder Ketani. And furthermore, the case has to be similar to Neder. What does it mean, similar to Neder? Just like the case of the Neder is Kunam Alai, this item, I'm also saying an item, I mean, Imlo Ra'iti. So we want to keep the case of the Shivua similar. Not a way I made a positive thing, I swear I saw. It's got to be, you know, I swear this item is forbidden if I didn't see Kiyosei Mitzrayim. Why are you changing the case? El Amar Rava, the case is talking about Be'omer, Ye'asru Perot Ha'olam Alai B'Shvua, Imlo Ra'iti B'Derech Hazeh Ka'olam Mitzrayim. Very good. The guy made a Shivua. I swear these items are going to be Asur on me, these Perot, with a Shivua, if I didn't see as many people as Olam Mitzrayim. And therefore, what are we saying over here? The Shivua is considered a Shivua. And it's Asur to eat Perot. Why Shivua, for some reason, we're more Mahmir. If he did it just in a Kunam style, nah, Kunam, such a thing, Havai. In Shivuot, Chumrot. You got the same exact case, we're going to be Mahmir. So Amad Ravina Rav Asher, V'dilma Hai Gavra, Kinad Dishum Shemne Haza. Maybe the guy saw a school of ants, or a pile of ants, little ants, V'asik Lehon, and he saw them, Shema Olem Mislayim, and he thought, you know, there's so many of them, it looks like Olem Mislayim, and he referred to them as Olem Mislayim, V'shapir Mishtaba, which is, you're right, maybe not going to find 600,000 people, but maybe the guy was referring to ants. And he came along and said, what? Trust me, this is a suit to me, this perot over b'shvua, if I didn't see, like Olem Mislayim. What was he referring to? Ants. He saw an ant hole. Saw a million ants coming out of the hole. And he's referring to them as Olem Mislayim. So therefore, why is the perot asur on him? Maybe the shvua is a good shvua. He kept the shvua and he's okay. Who told you he was talking about the human beings? Maybe he's referring to ants. And if he's referring to ants, it's possible to happen. Therefore, why is he going against the shvua? Amar Leh, so the answer is Ki Mishtaba Adata Didan Mishtaba. So when a guy makes a Shivua, he makes a Shivua based on the terminology that people use, especially the terminology of Betin. Ve'anan lo maskinin nafshan ashum shamneh. We don't refer to ants as Olam Mislayim. You don't refer to them, they're not human beings. You refer to humans as Olam Mislayim. So then we're not going to say that when he said, I saw as many people over here like Olam Mislayim. Whatever, Shivua, that there was many people as Olam Mislayim. He means people. And therefore, in such a case, the Shivua is a Shivua, and therefore he cannot eat the Perot, and the Shivua is going to say him. So you have a difference between the Darim and Shivuot. That's the basic text of the Gemara. Now let's read the Rosh inside. Go to the Rosh, it's on the margin, Perusha Rosh. Starts in the Gemara. Okay, it's going to be on your left margin, in some of your sefarim. You see, the Rosh says Gemara Tana Didre Habay Mutarim, Avaz Shivuot Habay Asurin, Mishub De Shivua Hamir Atfe. As we learned many times, Shivuot are more Hamur than Nedarim. Hilkach Hamira Le Esor Midrabanan. Finished. So then it's going to be Asur Midrabanan. We're going to be Mahmir. Okay. Okay, then it makes a different girsa. V'yes sefarim gorsim, k'shem shedre habay mutarim, kach shvot habay mutarot. We didn't get to that girsa yet, that's the Ran's girsa. We're going to go with Nedarim asur, Nedarim mutar, shvot asur. Next rosh. Idim adam al shivu ha'im lo ra'iti b'derech hazeh, mid'am ka'amar, dekevan de'en osir shum davar alav, en b'lashon hazeh shivu ha'klal. Good. Next one. Imken, lamadi le'memar. Now, if the case is talking about what you just said, Shivua that I saw as many people as Yosef Mitzrayim,
כיוון דבר שבועה שראיתי, פשיטה שאסור. שאף על פי שדרך עליו לקרוא לעם רב, כי עושה מסליים, even though normally people exaggerate, מכל מקום אסור להישבע על זה, ודאי קרה בכך שבועה על such a thing, ובנדר דווקא של הרודש שלא כיוון לנדור. Right, לגבי נדרים, I don't want an exaggeration. But if a guy's going to make a שבועה, I swear I saw as many people as Yosef Mislayim, פשיטה, it's going to be a שבועה, and he's going to make a איסור of making a שבועת שב in such a case. ועוד, דומיית הנדר קטני. זה משהו שאוסר דבר על המשבועה, כמו נדר. And we want to keep it consistent, that he's אוסרing something. So יעשרו פירות עולם עליי בשבועה, אם לא ראיתי. ואף אגב שדרך העולם נקרא לעם רב כיוסי מסליים, but even though normally people do call עם רב like יוסי מסליים, so why is the שבועה השבועה? חומרה דשבועה אסרינן להו אלא ו... period. חומרה השבועה. So therefore, there'll be a tremendous difference if a guy makes a נדר הווי or a שבועה הווי. The same, keeping everything equal, נדר, nothing. He can eat the perot, there's exaggeration, that's the way people talk, he's fine. Meshigan Shivua, he's over. Such a Shivua, he's over. He cannot eat the fruit, or Mahmir on him over here, and because the Shivua is considered the hal. That's the way the Rosh learns. The Ran had a different Girsa. Look at the Ran's Girsa. Right in the Gemara, Kach Shivuot Havai Mutarot. He learned Mutar Mutar. Just like the Darima Mutar, Behavai, Shivuot is also Mutar Behavai. So he says, "Kolomar shaperot mutarim," which means just like you can eat the fruit when you made a neder avay, you can eat the fruit when you made a shvuat avay. Mishum ha'ut tamad parishta b'matnitin, which means whatever we said in the Mishnah is reason why nedre avay is okay, because why people tend to exaggerate, and that's what he means and all that. So they said with shvuah, umiyu b'midi de'lo shayach beguzma. However, the Ran just points out that this that we said Shavuot Mutar is only on the exaggerated items, not on the absurd items. For example, Kegon Gamala Purah Be'avir. Guy says, I swear, I saw camels flying. That over there, we're not going to say that the Shavuot is not Haba. And Neder, maybe we'll say that since it's absurd, that he's not looking to osir the item on himself. If he wanted to osir the item on himself, he just would have set out this item last week. He wouldn't attach it to something absurd. But when it comes to Shavuot, V'nahash Kulat Betabad, Ki Tale Isur Perot Alayu, Lakem Mishum Shavuot Shav. That's considered already Shavuot Shav. De'iyu lo le'esor perot netkaven, Ma'ut Amad Dekativna. Which means, all right, I'll agree. The perot are not going to be asur when he says such a thing. Shavua, I'm not eating these perot. If I didn't see a gamal flying, he didn't mean to say the perot. Because why would he say such a funny condition? But you're going to be over something there. Then you're going to get malkut. You get malkut for what? For making what's called a shavua chav. Because it's absurd. There's no such thing as a camel flying. And people don't talk like that. When the guy said, I swear that I saw a lot of people like Yosef Mislayim, that's a concern to watch out. That's people talk like that, and therefore it's chal. Ela vaday yatsa shivua l'shav, lomar shira davar zeh. Good, very good. So that's that. So look at look at the next one. What's the case of Shavuot Habay? Mm-hmm. He didn't attach to anything. Meaning, that when a guy just comes along and says, Shavuot, that what? But you didn't attach to anything. So, Stam, you just wasted the words. You didn't say anything. Okay? But the shaker of the afkan, come on, the Lord of Arba, you didn't attach it to anything. The Amar Shiva Shiraiti. Okay, they say Shiva that I saw. And the Rebbe and I, the Sphira de Labba, the Fumo Kim, Tadhikat Anikach, Shiva Tava, Mutarot, Lava Kulu Gavni, the Nitinkai, the Mimidi, the Roshekab, the Guzma, Lekal Mashitishma to Muterit. The Shiva Chav Havia. Okay, like we said again, that whatever we say Shivaot is Mutarot is only on the Guzma ones, but not on the absurd ones, like we said. Okay, that's fine. Now, so bottom line, he comes along and says the same thing. Go to the Ran on the next Amud, Chafe Amud Vishon, El Amar Abba, Le'olam, De Amar Shavua, Im Lo Ra'iti,
Rav Amar Rav Amram. Now we have no text over here of Rav Amram in our Gemara. The Gemara according to Lan has a whole different statement over here, which means like this. Without confusing yourself, because you just have to know the bottom line. The Ran holds that Nidre Havai Mutar, Shibuot Havai Mutar also. What does it mean, Shibuot Mutar? So when the guy comes up, in the bottom line, and the Gemara says, oh, maybe he means the ants. Now, God doesn't call human beings ants. Okay, beautiful. In other cases, talking about where he said, I'm not eating these perot over here. I swear these perot are going to be asut to me if I didn't see Keole Mislaim, if I didn't see a million people. What's the law? Mutar. It's not considered a shivu achav. He's allowed to eat the fruit. Just like if he made a neder. And he wants to compare it, Rava, to a case later on of Rav Amram. Rav Amram made a statement later on. What is that statement? Let's look at the Ran. Kilomar. Dichi echi dehatam and daf chafet. Taninan she'af b'shvua aloch ma'inan esot perot alav. Kedarmin lekamam. Later on, there's another case of Rav Amram where a guy made a shivua by perot, and the perot do not become asur, whatever the case is. Just like over there, you see that shivua follows the same laws of as the darim. Hachen amed amad yasru perot olam alay b'shvuaim lo ra'iti, kilomar, ve'akulu gavim matnitim ka'e, v'rebuta mishum nahash kekorat betabadi. Now, according to the maskana, the way that Ran is learning, this shivua applies not only to the guzma case, but even to the absurd case. Even where a guy comes and says, Shivu'a, that I'm not eating these perot, it's like if I didn't see a snake like the like a betabad. Still, he wants to say in the maskana, Shivu'a is mutar, which you can eat the thing, and you don't have any Shivu'a chav. Why? So therefore, maybe I can be more lenient by nedarim. Even when the guy said something absurd, it's nothing. And there's no such thing as neder shav. So therefore, it's mutar to eat the perot. Shemachi bedinu shenehemar shlo nitkaven nesor perot. Ava b'shvu'a, di lo nitkaven nesor perot, lakem mishum shvu'at shav. Meaning, if the guy didn't have kavanah, stam, the guy's swearing, I swear I'm not going to eat these food if I didn't see this snake. Now, normally by nedarim we say what? He didn't mean to or say the item. Oh, so what do you mean? He meant to say what he said. Stam, he said something foolish. But you don't give a guy makut for making a neder on something foolish. But maybe by shivuot, if he didn't mean to say the item, now he made a shivuot on something that's shav. Sakhada kavina vaday lesor perot alav nitkaven. So I would have thought that maybe, for sure, he meant to osir the item because he doesn't want to get malkut. Kamashwan da fil b'shvuah semchina ait tama dechti manitin deile esor perot kaven loya tole isudam betnai kaze. So it's going to come out in the chename. The fruit is going to be mutar, but you get malkut, which means the maase when the guy makes a shivuah against perot, whether he says betabad comparison analogy, or whether he says kolem slayim, well, the kolem slayim case, there's no repercussion. The kolem slayim case, the shivua is a shivua, it's mutar, but mutar for him to eat the perot, and you don't get even malkut because you said something that's why people talk. Now she ain't came when you did the betabad item, he didn't mean to osir the fruit. He didn't mean it, because if he just wanted to sit the food, what is he going to connect it to something absurd like that? But wait, you know what? The food is mutar. But bottom line, what did he do? What did he mean? He meant to swear on something that's crazy. So it is a shivuat shav. I mean, Sammy just said something that's foolish. So you will get the malkut for that. But you just would have thought that maybe the food should be asur. Because maybe, since he knows he's going to get malkut for the shivuat shav, maybe he really meant to osir the fruit on it, which means maybe that condition was to or said the fruit. No, it doesn't matter. Which means when the guy says something like that, b'shvua, and it cannot make any sense, it's going to be shvuacha, but he didn't mean to or say the fruit, because what do you have to connect the two together, and therefore it's going to be mutar. So basically, Kotel Ran, Rosh, get the machloket crystallized. Kotel Rosh, guy makes a neder on Hawaii, mutar. Shvuat Hawaii, asus. Why? Chumrat de shvuot. That means even in the case where a guy says, I swear I'm not eating this item if I didn't see Kol Nemes Chayim. I saw this item on you. What do you mean? But I'm saying the truth. That's the way people talk. It's not by Shavuot. Shavuot will mahmir on you. And therefore you cannot eat this item. And if he said Shavuot, then I'm not eating this item like if I didn't see a snake like Vetabah, that's already Shavuot Shavuot. Then you give the guy Malkut. Good. According to the land, in both cases, Perot Mutarim. Whether it's the Guzma item, whether it's the Havai, the absurd case. But just in the absurd case, you're going to get Malkut, because bottom line, what did you say? You said a lie. Yes. But the Perot are going to be just like the Perot Mutar by the Darim. That's the Shita of the land. Now we get to a new point in the Gemara. The new point in the Gemara is like this. The new case like this. The guy came along and said, maybe he said ants. So the Gemara, we're talking about ants. When a guy makes a shivu'ah, it's according to our thinking. And even though the guy, you know, he might have crazy ideas in his brain, but the words that he says, we interpret them according to the understanding of Beti. So when the guy came along and said, Ki olim Mitzrayim, you're not going to go start saying, well, he means 600,000 ants that he saw, and that's possible, therefore the Shavua is considered. No. It's Aldat, us, Beti. So the Gemara says, Valdata de Nefshedo Avid Inish de Mishtaba. Well, you tell me that it's not possible that a guy can make a Shavua according to his own Da'at. Why? Vatanya, Kishen Mishpirin Oto. You have a guy that's Modib Mixat. What's Modib Mixat? Modib Mixat, he admits that he owes partial. It doesn't. You owe 100. I don't owe 100. I owe 50. So what does the guy have to do in that case? He has to swear. Swear that you only owe 50, and then you pay it. Okay? That's considered more different than the ta'ana. So this is when the guy, when the beti makes this guy swear. K'she'em mashpreinu to omrim lo, eve yodaya, she'lo atav asher lebecha anachem mashpreinu otcha. Listen, we're not making you swear on what you think you're swearing on. Ela al da'atenu, ve'al da'at beddin. Because you're coming along to say that what? That I paid already 50. I only owe 50. But hey, when you say you're swearing that you paid 50 already, no, it's not on what you think paying 50 is. It's on what we think paying 50 is. Why? What were they trying to protect themselves from? La puke mai, lav la puke da'asik lehu leskendure. The guy paid back in wood chips. Da'asik lon shema zuze. And in his brain, he's calling the wood chips money. He's calling it Zeus. He gave the guy 50 eskendure, so he's saying, I swear I paid back 50. Not what you're calling money, by the way. Yo, why are these guys going to, you know, claim that I paid back 50 Zeus? Oh, what'd you pay 50 Zeus? Oh, the wood chips. I call wood chips Zeus there. So, according to what we call money, right? Umidikamar al datenu, from the fact that I have to speak that out clearly, michlal David inish de mishtaba datenu nafshe. From the fact that you have to be clear, it's mashma that what? That people do make shivuot based on their own terminology and their own da'at. Because, again, if you tell me that stam when a guy makes shivuot, it's da'at bedin, so what would I have to even speak this out for then to the guy? When I'm making the guy swear on a modem mixat, what if them, hey, listen, you got to know, you're making it according to our da'at, not your da'at, there's a skandure, you're calling money. What do you mean? I thought it's an automatic. And then you see what? And from the fact that you had to speak it out at the time of the shivuot, that means the guy, we do accept Shavuot according to the guy's own thinking, unless otherwise, explicitly mentioned. Gemara is going to answer, no. Over here, it's al-da'at us, that's the automatic. When he comes along and says, I paid 50, it's automatic what we understand 50 is. 50 bucks, $50, 50 zoos. We don't got to make them say, listen, it's going to us, our interpretation of money. That's automatic. It's al-da'at, atzmenu. So what are we speaking then? Know that you're doing it al-da'atenu. Different item. The guy's saying he paid it. It's coming to exclude a payment in a tricky way. Why? In this case over here. Lo, la puke mikanya derava. It's coming to exclude a similar case like the cane. Came the stick of Rava. What was the story with the stick of Rava?
story was like this. I got owed his friend money. Okay? I thought he came to Rava. I came in front of Rava. Amar lili love. So Rava tells the love, the borrower. Zil parali, or the lender tells the borrower, please, could you pay me, please? Amar le paratich. I paid you already. Amar le Rava imkin. Zil shtemat le de parate. Listen, if you paid him already, you have to swear that you paid. Azal vaite kanya. So the borrower was holding his stick. He went home. He got a stick from home. Came in with it. He has a stick in his hand. V'yahiv zuze because he put the money in the stick, and he sealed the stick up. Right? V'avam mistamich v'azil v'ate ale. He was walking. He's leaning on his stick like as a cane. Lebedin. He brought the cane back to Bedin. Amar le the malvei. Said, do me a favor. I got to swear. I have to hold on to the chumash. Could you do me a favor? Hold my cane. Nekot haykanya biyadecha. Please hold the cane in your hand. Nasab sefer Torah. He took the sefer Torah. V'shtevah the paray. Kol madavah le biyadeh. Now who malveh ragaz? The malveh got all angry. You liar. You tell me you pay me. You didn't pay me. V'tavreh lahu kanya. He took the stick and he cracked it on the floor. He was so angry. What happened? V'shtepech hanuzuzeh l'araha. All the money came pouring out of the stick on the floor. V'shtekah dekushtay shtabah. And you see what? The guy, he swore truthfully. So therefore, that's what we're trying to ward off in this case over here. Not that he's calling money wood chips. We don't care what you call money. It goes with our dot. We're just concerned. Don't fool around over here. When you say you swear you paid 50, it's not the paying the 50 with the giving the cane, that type of trick over there. It means you paid him regularly. But it's not al datenu on the terminologies, which means when a guy makes the terminologies, it's just like we say, when a guy says, I saw as many people as Olam Mitzrayim, it's al datenu. It means people. It doesn't mean ants. We don't go with your interpretation of that. And when the guy comes along and says, I paid, it means al datenu automatically. Means money, not which we're not coming to change his terminology. It just means, listen, it's al datenu the gabe. Okay, we want to be clear with you. When you're saying you paid, it's paid normally, not paid with the stick of Rava like that case over there. That's what it's coming to. But otherwise, when a person makes a statement, it's al dat. Yeah, you don't have to undo what he's thinking. It's not admitting what the normal thing is. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "Vatanya." Oh, we have a braita. What's the case? Vechen matzinu b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, what's the case of Moshe Rabbeinu? Kishishpiyat Yisrael ba'arbot Moav. When the Jewish people accepted the Torah, so at one point they repeated the Torah again at the place called Arbot Moav, and at that point Moshe Rabbeinu made them swear that they're accepting upon themselves the truths of the Torah. Amar lehim, hevu yud'im, shelo al dachtechem ani mashbi'atchem. Hey, listen, when you're accepting the Torah, they're making you swear that you're accepting the Torah. It's not on what you think. El al dachtiv al dachta makov. It's on the way I understand it, and the way Kadosh Baruch Hu understands it. Shneimar, velo ettechem lebadechem. Which means, not like you think in your hearts. It's like, it's according to my interpretation. May amar lehum Moshe Yisrael. What was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to clarify when he made this statement to them? That it's not according to what you're thinking, it's according to what I'm thinking and Hashem's thinking. We're worried that you're going to do something. Which means we're concerned that you're going to do it on your da'at. You're going to say, no, this is what we interpreted. What did you come in to include? We're worried that what are they going to say? Yeah, we accept upon ourselves Elohim, right? And then they're going to come along and tell Moshe, what is Elohim? Elohim is Avodah Zarah. That's what we thought. Elohim, according to our understanding, Avodah Zarah is called Elohim. So we didn't break our swear. So what did Moshe have to say? No, no, no. The way I say Elohim, Elohim is Hashem. Not the way you're interpreting it. So what do you see? That without that stipulation, it's al-datam. That what? The person, it's not automatic al-da'at, the one that's being mashbiya. It's quite it's thinking. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu has to knock it off by saying such a thing. No. Oh, Michlal, end of the proof, end of the question. Michlal David inish tibishta ba'adat adinafshe. Gemara says, no. Avodat kochavim ikri elowa.
דכתיב ובכל אלוהי מצרים. זה פסוק. ובכל אלוהי מצרים אעשה בהם שפטים אני השם. So therefore, forget about, not על דעתם. Moshe Rabbeinu has to make them swear because the Torah calls Avodah Zarah Elohim. Elohim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell, listen, it's al da'ati v'adat lakum. Normally, if it wasn't for this pasuk over here, I don't care if you call that. I don't care what you call it. You're swearing al da'atenu. But since here we have a pasuk that calls it that, so now I'm not worried about da'atechem, that you're going to switch terminology. I got to worry about now a pasuk. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, it's not the way the pasuk calls. Al da'ati is what I'm referring to. But normally a person, let's say, makes a shivua, it's al da'at, the one that's being mashpia. I mean, here Moshe had to speak it out clearly, that bouquet, because he got a pasuk that says otherwise. Yeah? So Gemara says, oh, but v'lishabayaton, if that's true, v'lishabayaton demekaymitun mitzvot. Why don't you just make it simple? Why didn't he just tell them, swear to me that you're going to keep the mitzvot? What do you have to come along and say, al da'ati, that this means this? And that? Just say simple. Make a very clear-cut statement. Swear to me that you're going to fulfill mitzvot. And that's it. There's nothing to talk about. So he goes, no. Mashma mitzvot hamelech. Because by saying mitzvot, that's a vague terminology. Because mitzvot can mean mitzvot of what? Mitzvot of who? Maybe it's the mitzvot of the king. And therefore, that's not going to be a legitimate way of saying it. So he wants to be the shabayaton de mekaymitun kol mitzvot. All right, so you say not mitzvot, but maybe putting the word kol, it makes it like all the mitzvot, which is mashma, you know, the Torah. So comes the Gemara and says, mashma mitzvot sisit. Kol mitzvot, not sure you want mitzvot sisit. Why? The Amar Mor Shikula mitzvot sisit keneged kol mitzvot sheba Torah. The Gemara says the mitzvot sisit is compared to, is valued to all the mitzvot in the Torah. So if you would have just said kol mitzvot, it's also a vague terminology. V'nishavai yatot demekaymiton Torah. Let's just say, swear to me you're going to keep the Torah. Mashma Torah achat. Mashma is only keep one Torah. Torah shebichtav. What about Torah shebaalpeh? V'nishavai yatot demekaymiton Torot. So let me just say that you can keep the Torot. Mashma Torat mencha, Torat hatat, Torat asham. Yeah, there's other Torot. The laws of Korban Hatat, Korban Asham, the Torah calls that also Torot. So if it's fake. V'lishavai yaton demekayimiton Torot u'mitzvot. Say both, Torot u'mitzvot. No good. Torot mashma, Torot amincha, mitzvot mashma, mitzvot amelech. Vague. V'lishavai yaton demekayimiton Torah kula. Say simple. The whole Torah you're going to fulfill. So Gemara says, no, you know what they would think Torah kula is? Torah kula mashma avodat kuchavim. Only one mitzvah. We can't worship avodat zara. Why? Detanya hamura avodat kuchavim shekol hakofer ba kilu modeh b'Torah kula. So great is avodat kuchavim that somebody that denies avodat zara, it's like he kept the whole Torah. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu just went to tell Hezron, swear to me you're going to keep kol haTorah. Good, I didn't worship avodat zara. We know the rule is if you keep avodat zara, it's like you kept the whole Torah. V'lishavai yaton demekeyemiton avodat kochavim b'Torah kula. Let us speak both. Listen, I want you to keep avodat zara and the whole Torah. Iname, or let me just say simply, shesh me'ot u'shlosh u'sle mitzvot. Let us keep the 6, let's keep the 13 mitzvot. Ela, Moshe Rabbeinu milta delo tri hanakat. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to say something simple, without any tircha, something that's very, very easy to say, which means, just to say, al da'ati v'al da'at makom. Let's start, whatever I mean, that's the case. And what was he coming, la'puke? Not that they have any da'at. Of course the da'at's automatic. No, because they would have thought that maybe when he says to Hashem, it means Elohim is avodah zarah, right? Because it says it in the Torah, and therefore Moshe just had to clarify that. But otherwise, when a guy makes a shivua, it's on the terminology of what the Beit Din thinks. And Moshe Rabbeinu only had to say al-da'ati, because over here we have another pirush of the word. Okay, so we have to clarify. But otherwise, you don't have to be a specific. That's why the case of the Olei Regalim, he doesn't have to come over Olei Mitzrayim. We're not going to come over there. Maybe he meant ants. Maybe he did mean that, but that's not the normal way we understand a guy that says such a thing. You don't talk like that. And that's why when they made the Mashbiyah, the Modibim Miksat, when they came along to make us swear, it's not because we have to la'apuk al datenu. It's not la'apuke because we're worried that he might call wood chips money. It's what we call money. That's not what we're doing. We just were worried that he might pull a trickery here and just pay back like with the cane. But maskana, a person makes a shivua, whatever he says is al da'at atzmenu. It is al da'at the betin. Comes again, but it continues. Second case of the Mishnah, Korat Bet Abad. What was that case? A guy made a shivua or a nidit. I'm not eating this fruit if I didn't see a snake that looks like the press of the olives. So the Gemara says, what is he saying here? Fiddle? Why are you calling that a Havai? Is that possible? Because at this point, the Gemara is thinking it's going in size. You know what? It's not possible. You can see a snake the size of an olive press? There was a certain snake. They have a Bishnei Shevur Malka that was in the times of the King Shevur Malka. Ramule, they threw it in to Lesar Arvata de Tivna. What is he calling Arvna, Arvata? It's like stables of hay.
Stablefuls.
Like they filled 13 stables, filled it with hay, and they fed him. He swallowed all of them. Now that must have been was a humongous snake. So it's possible that you could have a gigantic snake the size of a bintam, maybe even bigger. Look at how much the snake ate. Ubalei Yatoni says he ate them. He ate the people. That's the way they understand it. It's correct. So it's even bigger than Betabad. Amar Shmuel Betarufna. It's talking about spots. Not size. Talking about the spots that it has. Right. Or like the snake has ridges on it. Okay? So you're swearing that what? The snake has the ridges like the Betabad. So Gemara says, Kulu nachashe mitraf tarfe. All snakes have ridges and things like this. So Gemara says, Agabo, talking about Agabo taruf kamrinan, on his back. So he doesn't have the ridges on his back. He has ridges maybe next to his neck, but not on the back. So that's what he says. He says, if I saw a snake that has what? Ridges like a betabad. Now, betabad, for those like, if you ever saw the press, it's like pieces of stone. On the stones, there's ridges on the betabad. So he's coming along and saying, I saw a snake that has ridges like betabad. Snake has ridges. No. In the back, he's talking. On the back of the snake, there's no... So therefore, this thing is totally absurd. So the Gemara says, Velitni taruf. Which means, if the guy is just saying something absurd, let the Mishnah just give an example. The guy said, if I didn't see a snake that has ridges on its back, if you tell me it's not possible, what do you got to tell you? Ridges like the Betabad. Don't even get to the Betabad. Just be absurd on the snake itself. What do you got to throw in the Betabad for? So the Gemara says, no, we learned something from this. Milta agav urheika mashmalan. You learned something, by the way. That what? The korot Betabad gabot aruf. That on the Betabad, there's ridges on the back of it, on the stones. What's the difference to know that? The mind of kamina, they make a homimkar for purchases, purchase reasons. Lomar lecha, hamocher korat betabad lachavero igabot taruf in. You don't know. So you're going to go now buy a betabad from your friend, right? You're going to come back. You're not going to see ridges in the thing, in the stone. Mekachon, give it back. So the Mishnah teaches us what a normal functioning betabad is. It's going to have the ridges. Now you're right, for our Mishnah purposes, for Nedari purposes, you didn't got to throw in the betabad. You could have just said, a guy makes a neder, you know, kunav this perot on me if I didn't see a snake that's back has ridges. That's back to saruf. That means nothing. The guy's absurd. He don't mean to say the fruit on him because he wanted to be so said the fruit on him. He just wanted to say the fruit sasur on me. If I'm throwing this absurdity, he was just saying something foolish. All right, so we throw in the betabad. This time you learn now that betabad has the ridges. That's coming. Now the guy goes to the store to buy betabad. Make sure there's ridges. If there's no ridges, then everybody has to make a ta'ud. Okay. Go to the amud bet. Now we go to the next level of nidarim. It's called nidre shegagot. What is the shegagot? That's a case where a person made a nidir and for some reason, he's considered unintentional when he breaks the neder. How is he unintentional? Mishnah is going to say. Nedresh gagot. Few cases. Im achalti ve'im shatiti. I'm setting this item on myself if I ate or drank. Obviously, in a certain time frame. That this bread is going to be asur to me if I ate or I drank. Now, at the time he made the neder, he really thought he didn't eat and he didn't drink. So he was making it under that impression. So that's the case of shogeg. Because at the time that he made the neder, he didn't know. So if it's not tofes, such a neder is not tofes. Next case. Other case. She'ani ochel v'she'ani shoteh. Or it makes the reverse. He said, this guy is going to be asur to me if I eat or if I drink. V'shachach v'achal v'shata. Then at the time that he was eating and drinking, he forgot that he made even such a neder. And therefore, he come along and say he was a shogeg. He wouldn't have eaten if he would have remembered his neder. Amar, kunam ishti nehenet li sheganva et kisi v'sheketat beni. We saw this case already. My wife is not going to be able to have any pleasure for me anymore. Why? Because she stole my wallet, my keys, and she hit my son. Right? So he's all saying that. He realized it was a mistake. She didn't do it. Okay. Let's stop here for a second. Let's read it on. Nedresh shigagot. Tre gavne ketani. There's two types of cases over here. Hada, debishat nedro haya shogeg. At the time of his neder, he was shogeg. That's the first case. Kegon, kunam imachati im shatiti. At the time that he made the neder, he forgot that he ate or drank. So he really was done b'shogeg the neder. V'ketani namesh haya shogeg b'sha'a sh'neder da'ui lahul. And the case number two is, at the time that the neder is going to be, the holy says, kunam, if I'm going to eat. Then we're sitting down to eat, when the neder is going to be hal, he forgot that he made the neder. Now, for peace, even though in that case, he meant it when he said it. This is going to be asur to me if I eat or drink. Uchtektani she'ani ochev v'she'ani shoteh, kloma damar kunam ki kal ze alai imani ochev v'imani shoteh hayom, v'shachach v'achav v'shata. Tekevan, key words now. Tenidra ba'achila kamaita hayil. When is the neder going to be hal? When he eats. Ve'ayish sha'ata v'le shogeg. Kelomar she'lo nizkat she'etalui b'ota achila shum neder. He didn't connect that in this eating it's attached to the neder that he made before. Lo hail nidra klal. Very important. So the neder is not hal, which means now we're learning that if there's a shogeg factor either at the time that he made the neder or at the time that the neder should be hal, the shigagot at any point over there, not hal. Last case of the Mishnah. Ra otan ochlin te'enim. Guy's walking home. He has, let's say, figs. He has a farm. He has figs over there, whatever. And he sees people eating his figs. So what does he say? Da'amar. Hare alechem korban. These figs over here, to all these people, it's like a korban. I'm offering the figs on them. Then what happens? V'nimse'u abi v'achiv. They realize, who's eating with them? His father and his brother. He didn't see them from far. V'ayu emahim achirim. There's also other people as well. Bet Shammai omrim, hen mutarim, umashi emahim asurim. Bet Shammai splits it. The father and the brother continue eating the figs. Everybody else, asur. Ubet Hillel omrim, elu ve'elu mutarim. He says, no. Once you're matiring the item for one, you matir it for everybody. Let's read the Ran, and we'll conclude with this. Bet Hillel omrim, elu ve'elu mutarim. What's the logic of Bet Hillel? Mishum, de neder shutar miksato utar kulo. That's the basic logic. You can't keep a neder on halfway. Once already you broke the neder for the father and the son, you never meant for them. That's like a case of shogeg. I never had intention for the mother, for the brother and the father. I saw them there. The neder's all for them. It's all for the other guys as well. Now all these cases in the Mishnah, it's mutarim. You don't need to go to a rabbi to get it absolved. It's automatic. Kedavram b'resh perkin, dechulu arba'ani darim, en tzrichim she'ela lehakam. If he would have known that his father was there, Hayu Motzian Minaklal, he would have said, everybody's asur except for my father. From the fact that he put everybody in. The core of the neder is now faulty. Because when he said everybody,
It's not everybody. So therefore, the whole neder itself in its core is faulty. Therefore, it goes off. Shelo haya dato me'olam alaviv. V'kol sheyesh pre'ikara neder ta'ut, en piv v'libo shavit u'batel ma'atzmo. Similarly, let's speak it out ourselves. The guy comes along and says, kunam ishti shelo nehenit. If he just would have said that statement without putting a stipulation, then the core neder is hal. Only because he added kunam ishti shelo tenet, if she didn't steal, so now once already, because she stole from me, now once already realized she didn't steal, so that's why the ikar neder is also not hal. Umashumachim bekunam ishti nehenit li b'ainet shemar b'firush sheganvat kisi. De'ilo afapi shaya dato b'shvil kach, even though his intention was to oser his wife, because nakom kevan de'shelehadir teshtorit kaven leka ta'ut b'ikara neder, which is in the ikara neder, in what he said, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to oser his wife. Aval, which means, the Ran's really asking a question over here. Why, when it comes to this case over here, where he just said, I'm osering everybody, he told me that ikar neder is not hot. But he wanted to be osir. No, he didn't want to be osir. You know what? He did not want to be osir his father. Since he did not want to be osir his father, the ikar thing that he said is off. Go to the case of the lady. The lady comes along and says, the husband, my wife, I'm osiring hana'ah. Now, if that's all he said, and he didn't throw in that stipulation, well, the ikar neder is hal. Even though maybe in his mind he thought he was only doing it for that purpose, but if he didn't speak it out, and listen, bottom of your words, want to know, and you want to know, that's what your intention is. But then it would be hal. Mashenkin, when he throws in, because she stole, so now already, that means you only made the neder because you thought she stole the ikar neder is not going to be hal because it was not under that premise, under that pretense. And that's what he says over here. Which is in a case where a guy would just say against his wife, I'm being madir my wife. And in his mind, let's say, he was just thinking, you know, because she stole. But he didn't speak it out. Then it is how? Because bottom line, you want to say to your wife, you said it. So the ikar neder is there. My shaykh, in this case over here, when he comes along and says, yashru. No, he never wanted to be osir. His father, at least. So in the ikar neder, it's weak. So therefore, the neder falls apart. Baruch Amin. Amen.